All right, Mitchell Oldenburg, hometown race. I couldn't figure out if Minnesota was hometown or this one, or you had both. You clarified this one is the hometown race.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to say, right? Like, I go back to Minneapolis, and it's like I see so many people that I grew up with, and I haven't really been back there in 13, 14 years now. So, but I go there once a year to race. That's about it. So my house is 25 minutes from here. Texas red dirt. Like, this is home.
Let's rewind a little bit. I know you don't want to, but obviously come in real fast. Bike issue. Last gate pick, short start straight. You rode well. You didn't qualify, though. Like, take me through that effort a little bit and about how, I guess, how disappointed you are.
I mean, it's just a bummer from the get-go, right? Like, unfortunately, something happened with the bike that we had never seen before. And it's hard, kind of hard to plan for something when you've never seen it. So everyone thinks it was electrical or battery, but it wasn't. It was engine. And for the circumstances that happened, like, best case scenario, because it could have happened right off the start, first rhythm, I'm getting landed on by guys. So, yeah, like, rode it, ran great in practice. Nate took it outside before the night show and warmed it up. And then we're pushing it to the start, and he went to start it to warm it up, and it just nothing. It was done. So, I mean, the guys busted their asses, and it was disappointing on my end to not deliver for them. Just because I mean, our truck driver ran up to the truck twice because he grabbed the wrong engine the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
So running with an engine in the cold, like, it was pretty gnarly. So, yeah, just leaving it in the past. I mean, I did my best. The guys busted their butts. It just is what it is.
This one, though, fast right out of the gate in qualifying times. Really, really good. Second overall, late in that third one, a couple passes shuffled you back a little bit, but you're still going to be stoked. Really good ride.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I just wanted to bounce back this weekend and get something started for the year. Stoked to build off of this. Really, I don't know what was going on in that third main. Like, the first two laps, my right hand was, I couldn't move my fingers. They were locked to the bars, and I didn't have arm pump or anything. Like, my hand cramped up, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm safe to ride right now. And it loosened.
That's weird, huh?
I was freaking out for a second because I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And it got better, but it sucks being that close. But hey, I had fun, had a lot of progress.
Good starts.
Good decent starts. Yeah. Not great. You know, we need to pull hole shots if you want to.
Oh, okay, all
right. Want to win and beat. I mean, it makes life easier, right? Yeah. So. Great starting point. We'll just keep building from here. It's a good building.
Track looked pretty fun. Whoops were good, like tough, but yet didn't, you know, not something that guys were scared to death of. And it looked like a fun little track that coming into three and over the table or on and bounce off.
Yeah. No, I loved it. I had fun from press day yesterday, and this dirt is hard to beat. It's a lot like my practice track I had here last year, so it's very comfy right off the rip. And then, honestly, doing the West Coast rounds and how gnarly those whoops were, these things were, I didn't even have to think about these. Like, the West Coast ones were gnarly. So, I don't know, man. I felt like my old self in the whoops and never had any sketchy moments, kept her in my lane, and, yeah, it was a good night.
I talked to some guys. I thought the track looked, the dirt looked amazing, but then I was talking to guys before going up for the night show, and they're like, no, man, it's actually pretty slippery in spots. The ruts were deep and slippery. It fooled you a little bit. Did you find that too?
Yeah, it's a tricky dirt, and I think me having it as my practice dirt the last year, like, I really knew what to expect. When it's all fresh, it's loose on top, and it's almost sandy, and then it gets polished, and it's slick and slippery. So I think that was an advantage right off the bat, and I think they laid a little bit of water down before the night show. Not much. Yeah. It kind of seemed like they did.
Yep.
I don't know for sure, but I was just comfy with it. I knew it, you know. So, yeah, I loved it, every bit of it.
You had some good battles going on out there with some different guys at a different point. You were drag racing. I think it was Faulkner out somewhere a little bit for a little bit, or maybe it was McAdoo, but you had some good races going on.
Yeah. We just got to get a couple more positions off the start, and we're there. The speed's good. Speed's always been good, right? Fitness is good. I don't know, man. It's a good building race. I'm happy. The last time I started off a series this good, I knocked off some podiums. So I want to keep it moving.
Yeah, you got to do that now. Vince did it, so now it's your turn on the East, right?
Yeah. That's going to be hard. There's only one position to one up them, and that's first. So we'll keep building, working for it, and try our best.
Cool, man. Good job. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.